What's going on, guys? Welcome to the FBT Podcast, recorded live on July 16th. This is episode number 89, and I am Jern. With me,
hi, law
is Burn.
And hello.
And then returning
from the ashes.
The beautifully bearded Jordan Brown. Jordan.
You say that every time I'm on.
I think I do.
I'm on every other week. Pretty.
He's always because
pretty scheduled. Every other week, and every time I'm not here for a week, you're like, you return from the ashes.
It's does it feel to return from the ashes every other week?
How does it feel being Dumbledore's Phoenix?
It's kind of boring after a little while.
Okay. Oh. All right then. Returning the current UFC champion, Jordan Brown. Better?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go with
that. And then, of course,
why does he get two intros?
Who? Jordan?
Yeah.
And Mr. Fuckbutt Brian. And then, of course, we couldn't.
I got two.
You can't miss him. The lovely Lucas Cyprian, everybody.
You calling him fat?
Oh, what? Why? Why do we have Brian on? Why do we do it?
You know what? I ask myself that all the time.
You might be a schizophrenic.
What? Nah. Lucas, care to explain?
I ask myself all the time.
Oh, Jesus. See, your jokes are way too sophisticated for the show.
Know.
I think that's the problem.
I think there's a word for that.
I think he said it. It was sophisticated.
I want to intro with this, everyone. If you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, John. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Brian and I hung out this week.
We did.
Earlier in the weekend during said time. You might ask yourself, what does John and Brian do when they get together? If they hang out, like, what is the thing that they do?
What does they do?
What did we do?
What does they do? What does they do?
What do they
what
do?
What do they do? There's a simple answer, really. You see, this week when John and Brian got together, they sat down and watched a grown man masturbate in a KFC.
That did happen.
Purposely?
No.
No.
Let's go to the KFC over here. I heard that there's a guy masturbating at 12 o'clock. Yeah!
No, we went to KFC for the bowls. We got the balls.
So, for some reason, like, we always watch weird fucking videos. Like, Public Freakouts is one on a subreddit, which is pretty awesome if you sit down and watch it. And then another one, we just went to Live Leak, and Brian was just like, let's just see what happens. And there was something, we both read it wrong. It said...
What did it say? Do you remember the name of it?
Guy chokes on chicken at KFC.
Yeah.
When the actual title... Was guy chokes his chicken at KFC. Easily mistaken, really.
Yeah.
And fucking clicked on it, and we're both like sitting there like staring like, okay, when does this happen? When's he gonna choke? What to expect? And then you look under the table and his whole dick is just right there.
Oh, that noise. What?
Who was that? Was that Brian or Jordan?
That was definitely it was Jordan.
It was somebody.
That was Jordan.
So, listen, guys, don't choke your chicken at a KFC. That's fucking disgusting.
How about I don't do it in public at all there, huh?
Well, like...
That's how you go to jail.
If you saw this happening, here's a question. Lucas, this is perfect for you.
All right.
You see some dude...
I don't get the relevance.
You see this dude just jacking it, right, at a KFC. Is your first thought to take out your phone and record him?
No.
Yeah, for personal use.
No.
Jordan?
No.
My first reaction is to probably get up and leave.
So why would
I don't want my chicken any longer.
Not only was this person just jacking off in a KFC, but the other person thought to pick up their phone, record it, and then post it on the internet.
To be fair, if he didn't have that intuition, we couldn't have seen it. So thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah, thanks, sir. Or madam, thank you for the gift that you've given Brian and I. Like, I really appreciate it. So if you guys are interested, man chokes a chicken at KFC. Go ahead and look it up. It's a good time to be had by
recommend
all.
It. You have a nice time.
10 out of 10, IGN.
10 out of 10, would watch again.
Lucas.
Oh, boy. Here's the kazoo. Oh, why is this a thing?
He's getting better at him.
This is not Star Wars.
It's the Fox.
It's Fox.
Or that. That's yeah.
Lucas Cyprian, how was your fucking week?
Pretty awful.
Why was your week awful?
Because I just heard that.
So that ruined your whole week, huh?
Yep.
That's depressing.
It's pretty depressing.
Feel free, anyone, to make that your ringtone. Like, I nailed it.
Don't.
I broke the kazoo. So.
Is that the last one?
No, yep. I mean,
there's like 12 more.
I'm just going to find the wax paper and put it back together. It'll be fine. Lucas, no, it's broken. Really, how was your week?
Pretty standard. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Standard week. Standard Lucas week.
Yep.
We need a word for that. When it's a standard Lucas week. Brian, you got anything for us?
I'm thinking.
Go ahead. You only got so long here before I move on.
It'll take longer than you have, trust me.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
I got nothing.
Wow, what a waste of everyone's fucking
time. Yeah, what a waste of that 10 seconds. We could have been doing what? Well, listening
Jordan,
to you.
Jordan Byrne.
Yes.
How was your week? How has the past 2 weeks for you been?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good? You got a fucking fish tank?
I did. I finally put fish in it.
Did we talk about your fish tank before?
You got a dank fish tank.
We did not talk about it because I think last time I was on, I had just bought it or started setting it up like that day or that week or something.
Why are they all named Corey?
That's the type of fish. Corey catfish.
Corey the catfish.
There's the like their actual like name is like Corey Doris, or I don't know how to say it, but they're called Corey catfish and they're albino and there's 6 of them. And that's only like 1/10 of how many fish I can fit in the tank because it's a 60 gallon. No, they'll only get about 1.5 inches, 2 inches long, but I'm really excited to get more of them. Not more Corey catfish because these are like bottom feeders and they like to skim the bottom for stuff.
Terrible scumbags.
They keep the tank kind of like clean. They eat like the food that's gone to the floor and stuff, so it doesn't.
I'm learning so much about fish from Jordan.
Such useless information to me personally.
Well, yeah, because you don't have a fish tank.
Jordan, how many fish can you legally put in a tank before it becomes like?
Did you say legally?
Well, at a certain point, you stuff so many fish in a tank.
Do you want me to fucking call the police and ask?
That they are just piling on top of each other, dying.
I mean, it all depends.
It's animal cruelty.
It kind of all depends on the size of the tank. Like, I have a 60-gallon, and...
So, fucking 60 gallons of fish, Brian.
If I could put,
you should probably stop.
I can put, like, 40, 50 small fish in there, and it's more than enough room still.
Oh, God.
But
Brian's
if I stick, like, 100 of them, then... It's a little tight. They'll probably end up dying.
Oh, wow.
From ammonia
Holy shit.
Poisoning.
This exists.
What?
HowManyFish.com is an aquarium stock calculator.
Yeah. There's also AQ Advisor.
There is so many things to enter. Tank length, tank width, calculated surface area, maximum inches of slender fish, tropical
slender fish.
This is too much effort. I just wanted a number.
This is too much effort.
It's because there is no just number, Brian. There's a 5-gallon tank. There's a 150-gallon tank. There's 400-gallon tanks.
Oh, my God.
It all depends on how much water's in them.
I'm entering 30 for all of them.
Yeah, this is terrible. I'm trying to determine. I'm audio listeners, this is perfect for you. I'm trying to look behind Brian and figure out what Bridget's watching.
Wait, hang on. I have an idea. Jordan, how long and wide is your tank?
My tank's 48 inches long, and it's about 13 inches wide.
You can have a maximum of 52 slender fish, 31 full body fish, tropical. You can have you have 21 maximum inches of fish.
Brian,
my tank is also taller than most, so there's about an extra
no, it doesn't
20
matter.
Gallons in there.
There's not a field for height, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that's a shit.
You mean it doesn't matter
website.
To you?
Look at aqadvisor.com.
This is
Brian. Why you do that? Just keep yourself busy.
Yeah,
I'm looking up makeup tutorials. Leave me alone.
Wait, what? How did we get here?
I'm not doing that.
I have a question for everyone.
Go ahead.
DJ Khaled.
Is that his name?
Yes. DJ Salad, whatever you want to call him.
Okay.
What the fuck does he do? Why does he matter?
Does he make music?
No, Brian. Actually, he doesn't. Like, I think he raps sometimes, but, like, he just makes inspirational things on Snapchat and, like, on Vine. And he has so many, like, famous friends. So much, so many famous rapper friends. And, like, from what I'm understanding, because I was looking all over the place for this fucking shit.
Why?
Because I want to know why he's everywhere. Why do I have to always hear about fucking DJ Salad?
Khaled.
Like,
hang on.
From what I've heard, he just literally gets people together. He has friends, rapper friends, and he's good at emailing them and getting them to come together to make music. Fucking DJ Salad doesn't do a goddamn thing, which he's leads me to my next question. Why is he called DJ Khaled?
He's a
maybe
producer.
That's his name. Like his name and first name initials, like DJ.
Doopy Jizzy Khaled and fucking
Doopy Jizzy.
what the fuck?
Abbreviated. What?
I found an explanation of what he does. Are you ready?
Go ahead,
he
Brian.
Has a group of friends constituted. Constituted of a bunch of bad rappers.
What?
He randomly calls a few of them at a time, puts them on a track. He says his name, he makes millions. Welcome to America. He eats, and then he eats some more. Then someone posted a gif of the Eaton dance.
Like, this man... I just... That was just a question I needed to ask, because I have no idea why he's everywhere. Everywhere. Now he's like... Somehow, he's like making his way into YouTube videos for people that I watch.
Yeah, who was he just hanging out with that we
fucking
saw?
Fucking H3H3.
That was it. Well,
Ethan
that makes
Klein.
Sense. That makes sense, actually,
does it?
To me.
Does it, Brian?
Anything that Ethan and Gila want to meet, it just makes automatic sense because they're so fucking weird, so it doesn't really matter.
I just don't understand. I don't. Are you a fan of DJ Salad, Lucas?
Nothing to be a fan of. He just, what? He just makes
didn't
he
know
produces
he existed.
Music.
I'm sure he's got
I think
one or
Lucas
two fans. You think what, Brian?
You think Lucas would be into, like... Lucas, do you like rap music?
A like, very is that, small amount of it.
Is that your cup of tea at all?
Not what? Typically.
Oh, there you go, John.
But DJ Salad doesn't make music.
Okay.
That's my fucking point.
We're done.
I understand
that's
what you're saying, John.
I want to update you on people on everything because I kind of forgot to mention it. It was like a big thing that we talked about. We all talked about. Then I kind of just didn't mention it. I quit fucking Google Play Music. Quit it.
How don't exciting,
Brian? Fuck you. I quit Google Play Music and went back to Spotify. And I literally the same day I went back to Spotify, I found a song that I liked. And I had never heard of it before, and I probably would never heard of it if it weren't for Spotify. And that's when I decided, okay, yeah, I'm probably not going to stop paying for Spotify again. That was a stupid move. It's just like Google Play Music is good, and I think we all talked about this before, but only if you know what you're looking for.
John doesn't know shit.
If you just want to like do the radios or be introduced to new songs, it's bad at it. It's just not good.
Wasn't Pandora really good at that?
Pandora is good at it, but like,
yeah.
Pandora is still very limited comparatively. Like, Pandora is just radio. That's all. Oh. That's all.
That's all.
Lucas,
wait, can't you play? No, it's
all radio.
You're right, though.
Lucas, are you still on the Google Play Music?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to stick with it?
Probably.
Yeah, I can't. Can't do it. I think Jordan was right a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan was right. Everything's just easier.
It's mainly based on how I listen to music and how I go about discovering new music. Mine is usually a much more forced method. I'm not trying to have some sort of algorithm or whatever say like, these are the things I like. Give me something that's like these or completely different or whatever. If I want to listen to new music... Quite honestly, I don't even really just have that feeling ever. I'll be out somewhere, I'll hear something on the radio or at some restaurant or something. I'm like, oh, what's that song? Shazam, got it. throw it on a playlist. Done.
Interesting.
You know, that's a really good point. Bridget, I was talking to Bridget about this, and I was like, how sad is it that I've been listening to the same music for like the past 7-8 years? Like the same couple bands.
That
like
seems terrible.
I feel like I haven't.
That seems terrible. Well, I mean, like, I always go back to people, but I mean, like, well, like I really do like finding new music that I like.
I remember I was really into... Way, like, I did too, but like, back when we were really into like dubstep and like electronic music, that was all I did, was like look up new artists and new songs and stuff. But anymore, I don't care about that stuff. Like, all I've really been...
You know there's more new music out there other than dubstep, right?
But no, I haven't been into that type of music. So like, that was like the only genre I was interested in finding multiple, like new artists in, I guess, for some reason.
I think I'm finding myself to be way more picky, like in the style that I like.
I'm fucking picky.
Because...
Yeah.
Like, okay, so my brother Chris, he's been begging me to listen to this song. He went to some baseball game and the player fucking walked out and they played this song and he's like, I like that song. Looked up the song, kind of how Lucas finds songs. And Chris has been saying, this song is so good. Please listen to it. Just because I'm a dick, I kept saying no. And today...
Just like when he tried to make you watch Warrior?
Yeah, I still haven't seen that. I probably would if you wouldn't recommend it. Today... So sad. Like turned it on and like forced me to listen to it. Fucking shitty, mediocre, just not good song.
You're like Kenny Chesney?
No, it wasn't Kenny Chesney. But like it just wasn't good. But like, so I'm like really picky. It has to be super good for me to be like, yeah, this is nice. And I understand like it's personal preference, blah, blah, blah.
I was gonna say, good is very subjective.
Right. It is. But like I'm just... Brian, the other day, John? Was driving and what fucking band did you turn on?
I wonder if any of you guys have ever heard them. System of a Down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking garbage music. So fucking terrible.
I like
it. It's classic.
It's classically shitty.
It's awesome. I like System of a Down.
I like a lot of their music.
No.
John's a dick.
No.
He's rude.
So bad. Anyway, Jordan.
So bad.
Jordan,
it's boop.
Jordan,
move on.
You said that you were with me. Like, you like discovering new music?
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
My favorite features of Spotify are the Discover Weekly, because
you Discover Weekly.
It's good. I don't know. I just enjoy the random shit that it throws on there. That it's like, here, you might like some of this stuff. Half of it I don't. Half of it I do. Every week, there's almost like at least one song or band that I'm like, oh, this is cool. I start like listening to them more frequently. And the other thing I like is that like today I drove to IKEA, hour and a half drive. I started listening to John Mayer because every once in a while I just really get in the mood to
great
listen to John Mayer.
Music.
I think everyone does. Yeah. John Mayer, talk about classic.
And then,
fuck you.
After like 15 minutes in, I went to John Mayer Artist Radio and just started listening to music that Spotify thinks is based off of John Mayer.
Like basically John Mayer.
Yeah, and I got a bunch of weird stuff and a lot of really awesome stuff. And like I was like, I totally forgot about James Blunt. And
I don't even know who that is. That's so terrible.
Yep. The Beautiful Song, is that one?
Yeah.
So yes. I read a funny tweet.
But there's a lot. I don't like that song that much, but there's other good James Blunt songs.
Someone tweeted him very recently. I saw this on some website. Somebody tweeted James Blunt and said, I would like to sit down and... Or
sit on your face.
There's something... It's like... One thing on my bucket list is to sit down and tell James Blunt line by line why "You're Beautiful" fucking sucks.
What
the
is
song.
This "You're Beautiful"? Is it the sing a bar, John? I don't remember. You're I don't know what song you're talking about.
Like that.
Oh, that song.
And he closes his nose. You're beautiful. Like that. Did you get it?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Anyway,
thanks.
James Blunt quoted the tweet and said, "I would like to sit you down and tell you dollar by dollar why I don't care." And it was just like so awesome. I think I lost Jordan. I did lose Jordan. We lost Jordan.
Jordan!
I thought he got his internet fixed. Is he back? No. He's gone forever. That's it. No more Jordan. We'll just wait for Jordan.
Jordan!
Yeah, he's gone.
Jordan!
He's gone. What are you doing, Brian? What is this that you're doing?
I'm trying to get an idea of how big a foot is.
I fucking looked back at Brian and he was like moving his hands like he was a mime in a box. Anyway, his face was so serious.
Oh, well, I'm trying to, like, I'm, like, doing work as we're doing the podcast, so I'm trying to, like...
What fucking work are you doing?
I want to get an FPT logo, like a nice round one, and stick it onto my backdrop.
But, Brian, why the fuck are you doing the thing with your hands?
Because I don't know how big a one to order. I'm like...
Oh, my God. You're going to fucking... The camera sees differently than you, Brian. I'm going to laugh. You're going to order this
big.
You're going to order this thing that's, like... The entire background. It's just going to be this big fucking FPT logo.
Because I care about the brand.
Do you?
More than Jern.
More than what?
Jern.
So this just in, Jordan's gone. I've officially lost him on Skype.
Where'd he go?
Dude.
Everything
Jordan,
else is broken.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
Why does your video look like shit? I don't know.
I don't know.
Hopefully it gets
audio
better.
Podcast.
I don't know. I literally haven't had any internet problems past 2 or 3 weeks, like since I've had Comcast come fix shit.
But
literally,
you were podcasting.
The one time on a podcast with John, I think it's John's
fault. Dude,
like,
it is my fault.
There's something on your fucking end.
John,
that
it's
like
your fault.
You. To hear.
It just kicks Jordan out every time. It like took this whole time. Like, wait, is that Jordan? And like the little, I'm gonna call him little DJ Khaled's. That work in my internet feeds are like typing away, like doing research, and they found out it is Jordan, and they fucking shut him down.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think because I moved everything around in this room, and I had my modem and a router just kind of sitting on the carpet in a corner. And when
you spun your chair too quickly and.
No, everything went out, and I went over and like picked up the modem, and it was like scorching hot.
Oh, did you know good. DJ Khaled can't say jewelry?
I know he can't.
How does he say it? I can't remember now.
I don't know, Brian, but it's fucking funny. There's videos of him trying to say jewelry.
Hey, I'm listening to it right now.
Jewelry. Or something. Jewelry? Say jewelry?
It's jewelry.
Jewelry.
That's more fucking jewelry. Harder. That's jewelry. Harder to say. Yeah.
Oh my God, there's like a playlist of him trying to pronounce words.
Why?
Oh my God.
Why?
Again, I don't fucking.
Dude, you try to say accurate. It's amazing.
What's he say?
Hey, God.
You're going to have to help us out here, Brian.
Accurate.
Accurate. Anyway, Brian, and I.
Shame.
What?
Thank you, Jordan.
Shame on you. You can't talk. Ha ha.
That was accurate or whatever the fuck he said.
Jewelry.
So, you know how ads pop up and it's not really an ad? It's just like fake blue screen within Chrome and it's like, hey,
oh,
this is your IP
God.
Address. This is the browser you're using. Oh my God. Call tech support. You have a virus. We'll help you get rid of it. You know, those ones?
And it beeps and just makes everything scary.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's awful. It just goes,
it's very tense.
And it's just ridiculous. Fake blue screen. Literally, if you open up Task Manager and you close it, it's fine. Gone. Or you could just freak out and do a restart. You don't really have a virus. It's fake. And it's just like, hey, call this number.
Or
for tech support.
You call the entire Middle East and.
Yeah, you, just call them all.
Someone charges you $500 in a truck.
So I called him. Brian and I called him when we left the volume up so they could hear the alerts in the background.
No, literally, it was, they heard the mack, 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 and then they heard the video we were trying to watch behind that playing, and then on John's other screen, there was a YouTube video playing, and I made sure it wasn't paused and it was playing. So there was like just nothing but chaos.
And
John's like, he's like, yeah, hi, I need help.
I called, and I was like freaking out. First, some girl answered, she's like, hello, welcome to tech support, and then... And that I'm not exaggerating. That's not racist because that's exactly how it sounded.
It's not
Thank
racist
you very
because
much.
It's true.
Anyway, I immediately got directed to a guy.
And you could hear the wind from
it
on his phone.
It sounded like he was in his fucking car. Like he's just driving down the road. He's like, I don't know, tech support. And I was like, help me, help me. I'm freaking out. I did this thing, and now my computer's blue screening, and there's, like, alarms going off. And I read the thing to him, the exact text, and I was like, it just says to call you. You're the toll-free number, and I'm calling you. And he's like, you have a virus. It's fine. We can help you. We do this all the time. Just let me connect to your computer. It's like, what? So this dude wants to connect to my... He wants me to give him remote access to my computer from his car, I'm assuming, because it sounded like he was driving. So, fuck, who knows what he would do if I gave him control of the computer? Like, this is literally just a website in Chrome that is slightly annoying. And I don't know what he's going to do or what he thinks the problem is. And I was like, oh, God, wait, it says something else. It says something else. And I got his attention. I was like, fuck off. And hung up the phone. I wish I would have recorded it.
John, you should have kept it going.
I know. I'm not good at keeping things going. Like, I can only go so long.
Like, you should have said things like, hang on, let me just close my other internet browser that has my bank account with all my money in it. Hang on. And he'd be like, never mind.
No, keep it open. It's okay.
I was just figuring I'd let you do that.
Yeah. Oh, man. So don't, if that happens to you guys, just let it go. I'm surprised it didn't pop up on the live leak when we're watching some dude jack off. That seems like the fuck? I literally cut to Brian and he's gone. What the fuck? I cut to Brian and he was just gone. Dude, I was talking to you.
I was plugging something in.
What the fuck? You just weren't there.
God yeah, damn no, it. I heard you talking about jacking off lively, whatever.
Kinda, yeah.
Pokemon. I had something to say, Brian. I had something to say.
What?
Talking about like lack of knowledge and shit like that. Some people came in to the store where I work. And
hang on,
I was,
Brian. Pause. Well, Brian says this, I'm going to hang up on Jordan. Jordan, call me back.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Brian.
They were asking about computers, and I was like, okay. So, you know, what do you do, and why are you replacing your old one? You know, have any brand loyalties? Blah, blah, blah. And I find one for them, and they're asking questions. Like, this lady wanted to do, like, AutoCAD.
Okay.
If you're not familiar, it's a pretty intensive program.
Yes.
And she's like, I was like, so you probably really would like some kind of like high-end processor for that. So I took her over to like a nice like HP Spectre with a nice i7 and you know. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh no, that's overkill. I'm like, well, I mean, but it's not though.
It's like, overkill. Did she know what any of the what like the processor and stuff what it meant, or was she just basing it
she
off
knew
of price?
She knew it was an i7. She's like, wow, that's really expensive. I'm like, well, I mean, it's like a pretty high end program for, and it's a high end machine. And she's like, no, I'm like, how about, I was thinking more like $500. I'm like, okay. So we get her set up with a dinky ass old one with like an i3, and she's like, yeah, that's great. I was like, all right, great. And she says, she's like, so how do I like, what antivirus should I get? And she's like, I was like, well, what do you normally use? She's like, well, I have a couple. I'm like, oh, fuck me. she goes, I just paid up my subscription to Norton. And she goes, I'm going to let my subscription to McAfee run out. I don't really like them too much.
And he murdered like, a guy.
She's like, also, I was thinking about getting a Avast or AVG to replace it. Maybe both. I was like, okay, we're going to have a talk.
Holy fuck.
I'm like, what do you think you're doing?
Good luck getting through my four antiviruses. She's just setting up walls.
Your virus is not going to touch me. Get back.
I think I'll download Avast as a little moat.
I think I'll download some more RAM, too. But seriously, I just asked her, like, what do you think, you know, like... Just curious, because this I was just being nice. I was like, what do you think you need all this for? She literally said, like, well, I go on Facebook a lot, and sometimes this one of my friends, I don't really even know him, puts up porn links, and I click on them. And I literally asked her, I literally asked her, why do you click on them? She looked like her world was, like, caving in.
How dare you question me?
No, it was the other way. She goes... I don't know.
I'm so... dude, what if she fucking, like cried epiphany. And confessed to you?
No. She was literally like, I don't know. I was like, you could probably just not click on those. And I was like, I told her about, like, false positives and interfering, and she's just like, oh.
Just hey, that makes sense. Dude, you should have been like, here, just call this number next time.
I emailed
dude,
her a link.
You
should
have fucking shamed her right in front of
everyone. I emailed her a link to Malwarebytes. I said... Get the free version, run it when you need to, and use Windows Defender.
You should have taken her clothes off, cut all her hair off, and forced her to walk through Best Buy and shame her.
Oh. No, I wasn't going to do that. I was nice and polite, but it was just blown away. Like, you just get some people that, like, a woman I was talking to earlier with a phone, a smartphone. She said she turned her Wi-Fi off because she thought it was taking her data.
Yeah, I remember that.
Sorry. No, this happened today.
Oh, another one.
I told this before.
Another
yes,
one.
Yes, there was.
I don't remember. There was this happened today.
Yeah, there was a lady that called.
Oh.
Oh, I think that was when you were working at the call center.
You know what? That sounds about right. I've been doing this for too damn long.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, fuck, that was my entire day.
That's good.
Yeah.
Fucking people are dumb.
I love my job. And I like actually educating people on this stuff because I consider myself knowledgeable.
One of the few that actually
fucking
do
DJ
that.
Khaled a Best Buy over here.
Listen, I give accurate information out.
Accurate.
All right? Yeah. It's all very... It's perfect.
Do you have a jewelry section?
I have the best information. The best information around.
Right, right.
You can't find any better anywhere else.
Nobody can keep you down.
That was a Donald Trump joke.
Oh.
Wow.
It's huge.
Huge. But, you're welcome. All H's are replaced with Y's.
Then it got me thinking, like, was there ever anything that you guys had, like, a really, really stupid misconception about? Like, technology-wise, or,
I
like...
I will tell you this right now, because you can fucking find it. There is a video of me doing... I was doing a tutorial for my old website, Geek Basics, and in that, I think it's, like, the three best free antivirus programs you can get. And I literally tell you to install all of them. So I was that person. I sat there. There was a video of me with my little 13-year-old voice saying... Or I wasn't 13. I was probably way older to the point where there's no excuse. I was sitting there and telling people to download whatever. And I had like short links. I was like, go to geekbasics.com/avast. Go to geekbasics.com/security essentials or something. And I had people download all of it.
Well, how are you not YouTube famous?
I know. That's what I said, though. And I think it had a pretty significant amount of views, and then people, like, telling me I was wrong in the comments and stuff, you know, like you do.
Yeah.
But, like, that was my reasoning. I was like, because if the virus gets through Security Essentials, Avast will get it. Like, that was my reason.
Jesus.
They all have the same definitions. Fuck.
I'm trying to think, like, what exactly... Like, if I had any of those moments when
like
I was younger?
Computer-wise?
Well, anything, but, like, actually,
I thought
was
if you hugged a girl, she can
before.
Get pregnant. I thought if a girl is on her period and you hug her during that time, she can get pregnant.
John, this is not turning into the John is Dumb show, or John used
I'm
to be
glad
dumb.
Glad to know you've come a long way, John.
Yeah. Barely.
But I was going to say, like, whenever I was a kid, if I ever had a question, I was, like, super amazed by the internet. And when we had it, it was like, fucking Netscape. Like dial-up shit, 4 kilobytes per second. But if I had a question, I would just Google it. Like, I'd be like, "How does like what does this word mean?" I wouldn't just be like, "I bet it means this," and just like, say it like an idiot. So like, I would just
This was before I had
Google
internet.
Things.
Well, other than like, the antivirus thing, I don't know where I came up with that shit. What about you, Lucas?
Did I try and convince people to just randomly use software?
No. Did you have like this weird misconception in your head personally? Like, did you think something worked one way when it was just wrong?
Come back to me.
Okay,
I actually just got one. I'm trying to think of the word. I used to think approximately meant exactly. So like, I would use I would like use those.
Not quite.
Yeah, I would use those interchangeably. So I would be like. Like, it's approximately this far, and I'd give him the exact amount. Which, I guess, in theory, wasn't wrong. But, like, I was the only one that was confused. The other person was just like, oh, cool. I mean, it's not, you know, like, that's a good roundabout number. And I'd be like, no, it's approximately that. I was just the only one that was wrong. It didn't affect anybody else but me.
What about you, Jordan?
Probably the entire 4 years I was in college, but... My major.
Oh.
I made it through it.
You did.
Made it through.
As the voice cracks and the sudden realization hits in.
Yep.
I did it.
Oh, man.
I'm really trying to think of more, but usually when I will think of this 2 days later, and then I'll forget to... I'll tell John.
Yeah,
he'll be mad at me.
That's where I'm at right now.
John, what did I remember that happened?
Things from when you were a kid.
Yeah, I remembered. I remembered one eventually. I told John, and no one else was here to hear it. Obviously, I guess I could say it now.
So what's the context? What are we going back to?
So this was the last episode or episode before?
Like two or three ago.
We had talked about weird shit we did as a kid that was very strange and like off key. I remember I had a friend that I was an asshole as a kid. I don't know if that was
shocker.
But like I was like I had like two main friends as a kid. And these two friends would always come to my house and they would want to hang out with, like I was like the friend connector. Like they would want to hang out with me. What?
You were fucking
DJ
Khaled.
I was DJ Khaled. Yeah, I collected all the friends and we made music. But like I would make them do shit because I could. Like this one of my friends really, really wanted a Mountain Dew can, like a can of Mountain Dew that I had. And I was like, no, dude, you drink all my fucking soda. Like this is like 11-year-old me saying this shit. Like, no, fuck you need to pay me back for the soda you fucking drink. You're running through this house of soda supply and it's legit wrong. And then he's like, no, please, man, I really want your soda. And I'm like, okay, eat my dog shit.
Oh, Brian!
I made this kid eat a turd. He ate my dog Cleo. He ate her poop.
Oh.
And he washed it down with that Mountain Dew.
Is he still alive?
there's probably a pretty good chance that he's watching this,
I think he's in a gang, so I don't know if that influences his decision in life.
Are we not thinking about the same person? What's his name start with?
It's a K, but it's not the person you're thinking of.
Oh, damn it. I'm going to say because he's probably watching.
No, it's not him.
Darn.
He's definitely not watching. He might be in jail.
Oh, good. That's the way we like it.
If he went into jail for assault and battery, I would
I mean, it doesn't
not,
shock
I would
me.
Expect
the kid
it.
Ate shit, so.
Yeah, he was a weird kid.
I'm one of those kids. I was one. I might still be. I would literally do anything Brian fucking told me to do. There was one time
I think it's a superpower.
I had like I had a Pontiac G6 GXP. Was real low riding, like just way too low to the fucking ground.
We told this story before.
It was way too low to the ground. And Brian, we pulled into my school parking lot. And they only shoveled half the parking lot. The rest was just like a couple feet of snow at least. And Brian was like, you could probably drive through that. And I was just like, no, Brian, I probably can't. He's like, no, you probably could if you just really floor it. So I fucking did it. I fucking floored it and stalled as soon as I hit the fucking snow and got stuck.
And I remember what I said, too. Do you remember?
No.
You got fucking stuck? And I went, fucking idiot.
So I remember like a couple kids from our class helping shovel me out like in the middle
literally
of the day.
I like how they shuffled you out and I didn't.
Yeah,
you didn't do
you're
anything
a bitch.
Either.
You're a fucking
no, you didn't either.
Sucker. I did. Fuck, dude. I was out there with
did
them.
Did you?
That was my fucking
I wasn't.
Car.
I was.
I would just do whatever you fucking said.
You still do. You ate your own hair on the podcast.
I guess you're not wrong. Because
I told you to.
I guess you're not.
I wonder if
wrong.
I just. I
it wasn't
if I
you,
have,
it was
like,
Lucas. Lucas told me to do it, and I listened to
Lucas. Yeah, right.
I don't think Lucas did. I wonder if
I
it's like a
Lucas
Jedi power where I have, it. Like, I hold dominion over lesser creatures. You know what I mean?
Is that so?
I can, like, command, like, the woodland creatures and John.
And John.
Yeah.
Question. Jordan, I know the answer. Pokemon Go, you playing it?
Very occasionally.
Lucas?
Nope.
High five, man. We brothers got to stick together. You hear? We have to.
You hear?
There's not enough of us, Lucas. There's not enough of us.
No.
John, it's
I
on your
I saw
phone.
Some girl on the news get hit by a car.
See, that's where I think Pokemon Go is doing really great things for society.
It's,
natural selection at its finest. It's just helping us get rid of some
people. I really don't. I mean, this isn't just me being like, stupid or anything, but why do so many people hate it? Like, is it
because it's the cool thing to do right now?
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
for real.
I'll tell you why I like hate it, which is probably the opposite reason to hate something. I don't hate Pokemon Go. I hate the fucking people playing it. I hate because
I
can't
I know
you
what you're talking about.
How many times fucking someone has told me, how to play Pokemon and how Pokemon works. Like, these people have no idea that this game has been around for years. I played this shit as a kid. I had all the goddamn games. I watched the cartoons. And
okay,
now,
so you're
and
being
now
a hipster about it.
I am being a hipster. And now, and oh, now, wow. they're, and now they're like, hey, do you hear about this thing called Pokemon?
Well, the thing is about it now is that it's... I mean, I know everybody could have went out and got a Game Boy and played fucking Pokemon, but now the fact that it's on a smart device and that anybody
by
can
By the way,
it,
I would love to point this out. I would fucking it. Love to point this out. Go
point
back to
out,
any
John.
Episode of Front Page Tech with anything with Nintendo in the title where we're talking about Nintendo failing, and John kept saying the same fucking thing. Stop making your own goddamn consoles. Everyone has a mobile device. Take advantage of that because your games are fucking... awesome. So put your
but
games
John,
on the goddamn mobile device.
That's what they
John,
did.
And now right? their fucking stock price is up $4 goddamn billion.
It's a little more than
John,
that now.
This isn't really like a Pokemon game, though.
Motherfucker, let's go Pokemon Go!
This is the least Pokemon game that's ever existed.
This is
okay,
true.
Yes. It breaks the traditional scheme of what a Pokemon game is about, but it doesn't matter. They're just selling the brand.
That's really that's all it is.
That's
yeah,
all it matters.
I mean, if anything, it's kind of getting them back off their ass and like getting them on their feet again
right.
to maybe be able to do something better.
Dude,
but, I mean,
I want... Okay.
It's such a cool concept. I mean, look, the company that made this game, the Niantic or whatever...
Yeah, they made Ingress.
They made a game exactly like it like years ago. It's called right. Ingress.
Yeah.
And they spent so much time and money developing this game, and like it was a failure essentially. And
people
then
still play
they,
that shit.
They yeah, they some people still do, but I mean
fucking
this
hipsters.
Essentially was a failure compared to Pokemon Go, where they spent little
oh
less
God.
Than like a fourth of the amount of time on it.
Dude, Call of Duty is a fucking failure compared to Pokemon Go. They've made so much money already.
Dude, Pokemon Go had more active users than Twitter at one point. Like, you just fucking... They had to know. They had to know that this was going to take off.
Seriously, if this game was more Pokemon-like, if it had, like, you actually had to battle the Pokemon, like, make a team, and there was, like a little bit of a story or
well,
something...
Well, I'm sure these features are
progression,
coming.
Probably not. But
no,
if
they
that
are.
Did exist,
I, they maybe. Probably would come. There's no reason Hopefully, why
if,
they shouldn't.
I was telling Bridget, if they ever, like... If they're like, hey, we'll give you all these features for, like, $30, I'd be like, I'm fucking buying it, and I would never be home. I would camp amongst the willows and have calves of steel.
You wouldn't be alone.
I would not do
it. I guarantee this stuff is coming. I guarantee it. Like, yeah. at this
John's
point,
got a point.
They can only add at this point, and it only makes sense to add features that have been around that would only make sense here. But they did it perfectly. They made this game so fucking stupid. Like, so watered down that anyone can do it. Like, everyone's just fucking traveling to the mall to fucking catch a Pokemon. Tell me why. Why does it matter? It doesn't matter. Yet. It will fucking matter. And then people like us will be like, well, now I have to play it. I can't avoid it because now it's going to be fun.
You know, something really cool happened that I found out. It's like a super common thing now. So, there. If you don't know, for people who aren't uninformed about Pokemon Go, there are these things that you can travel to, and they're on the map called Pokestops. If you check in at a Pokestop, you have a chance to get Pokeballs or potions or items.
And raped.
Okay, that too.
Jesus.
But people at Pokestops can drop what's called a lure, and that pulls Pokemon to that location for everybody to use. Businesses have been doing that.
Yeah,
so right outside of where I work, there's a Chipotle. Those clever motherfuckers have been dropping a lure every physical time possible.
That's awesome.
And they've been making money. Like, it's
like
a couple bucks.
I caught a sparrow. Here we go. I'm gonna get me a burrito. Why not?
Yeah. Like, I need some more fuel for my Pokemon.
Oh, God. Like, what a genius fucking thing. And that
really
is why it took off, because it's so fucking watered down. Like,
yeah,
anyone, you don't, there's nothing to understand. You just fucking go and you get a Pokemon. And they're adding a feature in the next whatever coming days or whatever where you can trade with your friends. But why? Even trading doesn't matter yet. Until you can actually use those Pokemon for something else, I don't know, maybe
the only
fighting
goal,
other goddamn Pokemon.
Well, you can still fight at gyms.
Yeah.
We need that for everyone, everywhere.
You can't go to a gym until what, level 5?
Yeah, I'm already level 6.
And you gotta catch them all.
I haven't done shit. Like, it's just, I'm not in the area, really.
I mean, at this point, the game can only get better. They can only add. And I mean, you gotta keep people playing, and the only way to keep people playing is to add more.
Like, it can't even sustain, like, the server load. I tried because I was working all day today, and I walk a lot, and they're okay with us playing sometimes. I was trying to load the game
typical
all day.
Best Buy.
I went to work at 9:30, and I could not open the game and actually use it until, like, 2 p.m. because the servers were just on fire somewhere. Like, and they don't even have that many. They still want to add 26 countries to this fucking list of people, yeah, like, who can play it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
They should offer, like, an in-game purchase to, like, an exclusive server. Then there would be less people.
What does that mean?
The fuck? Go. What?
You just want to isolate yourself even more.
Yeah,
don't you?
Just get to a server where there's literally less happening. There's less people trying to get
VIP
to it because
servers,
they're not all willing to pay.
What it is.
Jesus.
Dedicated servers.
Or, I mean, they could just fucking take all the money that they're using.
Money?
And keep the fucking servers up. That'd
and
be
keep
great.
The money.
And keep
well,
the money.
Well, even, I believe the person who owns Amazon was saying that, like, hey, listen, if you, like, tweeting to Niantic and the companies, like, hey, listen, if you need any help with stuff, let me know.
Just use Amazon.
No, he literally said, he's like, I really want to catch this Pokemon.
So, oh, wow.
So this is fucking huge. This is huge.
It's huge. Mm. It's crazy how it's taken off.
My only problem with it, and this kind of goes back on what John was saying, Nintendo should have done something like this a while ago, was that this game could have existed like 4 years ago, even with the technology that was present then.
Oh, yeah.
It is really that watered down.
It's poop.
I mean, but it's not, it's just like, it's a really good, it's a really, really good concept. And like,
it is.
I'm literally not making this up. You can look back at any show from any year. And I was pretty much, John was like way stupid back in the day. I was saying some stupid shit. But this, I kept saying, and it only makes sense. Like, I think I started saying it around the time that, Brian, I think you got like an older game forked onto iOS. You were playing on your phone.
Right.
That's what like gave me the idea. I was like, holy fuck, everyone would do this, literally everyone.
Yeah.
And this is such a good concept. Like, I'm very happy, and I hope that they take this ball and they run with it. Get it? Ball? Pokeball?
Ha ha! You know, more than anything, the fact that, like, it's getting people who would normally be playing these video games in their home, like, out and about. Like, I bet
that,
getting
hit by cars and stuff. Yeah, it's great.
Okay. I bet that, like,
Jesus, like, one or two people out of, like, 7 million people. Yeah.
I bet that, like, a while from now, maybe, I would say, I give it a couple months, that we are going to see, like, thank you, Pokemon Go, I lost 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, I've walked 800 miles hatching Pokemon eggs. Like,
I wonder how effective Pokemon Go is going to be in the winter, though. Like, watch.
I bet
the servers
God.
Will
well,
always
around
be available.
Here, it's probably going to be bad. Down
yeah,
south where it's warmer, probably not going to be that bad.
That's when shit's going to get dangerous. People are going to, like, fucking.
Yeah, but then there's
going to
be ice Pokemon everywhere.
I wonder if there'd be ice types, yeah.
Shit.
My biggest problem with it is the media that's portraying shit that happens with it.
Like, I mean, yeah.
Like, they're blaming it for stuff already. And
no,
that's
it's
just,
definitely the fucking people.
It's just stupid people. Like,
it is.
I mean, there are
is.
People that are driving while playing.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Like, I can't stand that shit. Like, okay, so I reported a story about how a mom is suing Snapchat because her 14-year-old saw some X-rated stuff on Snapchat.
Yeah,
are you
stupid.
Fucking sad? Like, do you know what other stuff he's probably gotten on Snapchat privately? He's 14 goddamn years right. old. That's like, here, buddy, just use the internet. And then she fucking sits there, waits. He's looking at tits, and she sues what? The internet? Like, fuck.
She calling up, like, the local law office. Yeah, hello. Can you direct me to the internet? I want to sue them.
My son saw tits.
My son saw breasts. And he's only 14, is not ready for it.
Serious idiot. Fucking idiot. God.
So we have Pokemon Go now.
Yeah.
This is the direction that Nintendo should be going, right?
Right.
Yeah. They should really start pushing on mobile.
I hope they fucking learn their lesson.
What do
from
they
this?
Follow up with that re-release of the freaking Nintendo NES thing with 30
like
built-in
it.
Games?
Well, probably because this was a plan way before they knew Pokemon Go was taking off.
Sure, but it's really proprietary. Like you, as far as it looks, you can't even like update it.
I would assume not.
It's just a fucking thing that they're doing. Just a fucking it's a Nintendo fucking thing. It's a fucking thing.
I mean, if it was only $30, I'd buy it, honestly.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like me and Steve Hyman, we were talking on here last night. We were like, you can buy a Raspberry Pi and throw the entire NES, SNES, Sega Genesis, whatever library on that thing with an enclosure and all that for like a lot less. I don't know. I mean, I understand it's a marketing thing. It's an original NES, but anyone nowadays who wants an NES?
Well, they're trying to capitalize on people like you, Lucas. That's exactly what they're doing.
No, they're not. Because
no, they're not. I don't want it.
Okay, other people like Lucas that want nostalgia.
If they currently want an NES or an SNES or any fucking old console, what they're going to fucking do is going to download an emulator and play it that way. They're not going to wait be
Brian,
like, I hope Nintendo re-releases these.
Brian, you could do that, yes. But this is like the entire experience. You just want to play
it's
the game.
It's not, though.
Like, you're not even
has
on
a miniature
different
controller.
Level. You're on a different level, though. Like,
there's three or four guys I work with that are like, I'm all over this. Like, they want it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, Jesus.
I get it.
People want to get it because it's a nostalgia type of thing. Just because you can download a fucking emulator doesn't mean that people don't want it. Like, it's like a nostalgia type of thing where it's not like you have to go out and buy a $700 retro console and hope it works or download an emulator. You know, that defeats like the purpose of kind of playing slash console, or like at least then there's this teeny little device that if anything sits there and looks cool. And it's cheap as fuck.
I guess. But, like it's not going to be the
same. There's so many people, like, close-minded about it. Like, it looks fucking cool.
You have to really, really want this to be into it. Like, Brian, you aren't that demographic. You just said it. Like, if I want the game, I'll just get an emulator.
Well,
you're saying this, like, okay, that's how I would think about music. Like, if fucking Sony was like, we're re-releasing the Walkman, get your own cassette, fucking buy it all, and you'll feel like a kid again. Fuck no, fuck off, I'll download it. Go fucking die, Sony. Get out of here. This is, like, completely different.
Wait, John. If they re-released Michael Jackson albums on cassette, you wouldn't buy them.
Yes. That's very specific.
So you would buy them?
If, like, I don't know. It would depend. Like, give me something else, you know?
The album's on cassette. That's it.
If they re-release, like, Michael Jackson CDs, I might.
No,
not
cassette.
No. Huh.
Cassette with all the little inserts, and they release like a boombox, like the silver, you know, like the classic like giant boombox.
But then again, I don't connect that with anything from my childhood. I never think back and was like, wow, man, we had it so good. That was so great, you know, just fucking
I had a weird
rewinding
cassette that I really
cassettes
fucking liked.
And stuff, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome.
I had this, it was a Walkman ripoff. I think it was by Sony, but it's
a Runman.
Oh my god! I think it was called a Talk Boy.
Talk Boy.
No, it fucking was. This thing was amazing.
Oh shit!
You could record voices and you could play like cassettes and stuff. John, you would have been into this motherfucker. Seriously.
A Talk Boy.
Oh, you know what? I think dude from Home Alone had one.
Cool.
So it is cool. You could record. Listen, you're at.
I could just get an emulator, probably.
Oh, fuck you.
how long have we been recording, by the way?
Well, this one's half an hour.
We're going. We're good.
I want to bring something up.
Bring it up.
Is it more hate?
Yeah.
Is this John's like in a pissy mood or something?
Yeah. Oh.
Speaking of my pissy mood.
Speaking of piss.
This message goes directly out to Wirecast.
Okay.
And disclaimer, Wirecast sponsored us, and they probably won't after this ever again. But Jesus fucking Christ. I downloaded Wirecast 7. It's the newest version of Wirecast, and it's really nice. Wirecast 7 is very nice. Fun fact, you can't just update and upgrade from Wirecast 6 to 7. Oh, no, no. You pay for Wirecast 7.
This isn't a very fun fact.
It's not fun at all. Are we in 1995? Like, what the fuck? I will never ever pay $300 just to upgrade my software to the next version. Never.
You're not going to buy the new version of Microsoft Word?
Brian, no. Like, okay, if this is where I think XSplit has this shit nailed. So Wirecast, please fucking listen. Holy shit. XSplit, super simple. Every 3 months, they charge me $25. That's it. Done. And then, you know what happens? When they update the software, I get that too. It's so fucking awesome. And they're always getting money from me. Every 3 months, they get some money. Isn't that fantastic? And I will continue to pay them because it makes fucking sense. I will never pay you $300 to upgrade ever. I don't understand why that's happening. Why you need to do that. Because Wirecast 6 is kind of meh. Wirecast 7 was very nice and is very, very well optimized. Shocker. And it looks great. Works great. There's things there that make sense. Like, I don't know, individual audio meters. Thanks for that. Jesus, just drop that down, because that's what a revolutionary feature that is. I can look at my audio before it goes live. Awesome. So why did I gotta pay so much goddamn money to update it? I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
That's all I wanted to say. Because Wirecast, I love you guys. I do. But man, I will never give you I will never give you that money. You want me to give you that money, but I won't. I won't do it. Are you fucking serious?
What?
So Wirecast switched. This is not making this up. It switched transitions all out of nowhere. So I went to cut to Brian, and it, like, in the slowest fade possible, in the most dramatic way, faded to Brian. It's okay with Wirecast. I'll just switch it back. Anyway, speaking of well optimized, that's all I wanted to say about that. Because Jesus Christ, you need to fix that. Lucas, do you agree?
I mean, it sucks, but...
It does. It sucks. We need to be
That's all John wants to hear. Really? It does. It sucks.
We need to be the voice of the voiceless.
Lucas has only said, like, 3 words. Let him be the voice.
Be the voice, Lucas. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I care more about Lucas's opinion on this than John's at this point.
Why?
Because, John, you're a certain person.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm a certain person.
Yeah.
I'm not wrong, though.
I mean, do you remember whenever, like, back in, like, the early 2000s, it'd be like, I really, like, want to get into Photoshop. Like, it seems cool. And then you go to download it, and it's, like, what, like, $700?
Yeah. And then you don't
Holy
download it.
Shit.
I just, like, if you want people on the latest software, that's not the way to do it. Just not the way to do it.
I really like the way that Apple does, like, software on things like operating systems.
Do you know why it's free, Brian? Because you paid $1,200 goddamn dollars for a MacBook Pro is why it's free.
Seems fair to me.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm sure if Wirecast sold a Wirecast computer, it would come with Wirecast for free.
You wouldn't buy a Wirecast computer.
No, I fucking would not.
No, I fucking would not.
That's a good idea, though. We should make a Wirecast computer and sell it to the masses.
Yeah, go ahead. Do that. That sounds great.
Brian, don't challenge me. I will do it.
Go ahead. Do it. You want to do it.
What's Bridget watching in the background?
I'm not judging her.
I need to know because it's bugging me so badly. I thought I saw a Pokeball. I think my mind's stuck on some other stuff.
She's watching a person who makes things out of cake. Are you happy?
That's not at all what I thought it was. She's watching a person that makes things out of cake.
What's she making?
She's making, like, a spaghetti and meatball pot out of cake.
What? A spaghetti and meatball what?
A pot. Okay.
But it's cake.
Yes.
A person that makes cake is making a spaghetti cake?
She's making a pot of spaghetti and meatballs out of cake. Are you following this so far?
Actually, I'm not. I'm fucking lost now. That made my life way more difficult. Now that we've said this. Jordan, when are we bringing back Binged?
Well, just put him on the spot.
What do you mean, put him on the spot? Is it coming back tomorrow?
I mean, we only took one week off.
I know. We need to figure out what to Binged next.
Now that
we can talk for 15 minutes after, because I thought of something.
I had an idea, just out of the blue. I figure I'll say it now.
Okay.
So I'll forget to say it later.
Should be good.
Have you guys ever watched True Detective?
No.
No.
I've always wanted to watch that show. And I feel it's a very popular show.
We should do, from here on out, we should do Binged about Xena Warrior Princess.
Fuck you.
I'm just going to lay that down. Everyone can
fuck you.
It's a good show.
Was. No, it's not. Ever. Never was. Talk about never was anything.
Okay, Brian, this is a good point. You, for my birthday or something, you got me a whole season of Xena Warrior Princess on VHS.
I did do that.
And that was fucking cool.
Where are you going with that?
No, what I'm saying is I still thought that was cool. I wasn't like, well, fuck, why the fuck would you? I could just download it. The fuck? I could just get a VCR emulator. AKA Netflix.
God, that would be dumb. That would be the dumbest thing you would ever do.
I wonder if there is such a thing. Where you can any HD video in a shitty VHS quality. It's probably a thing.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It
I want to do
it?
That
like,
with my
that's
life.
That's how I want to consume all my content from here on out.
Is it though, really?
Lucas, can we make the podcast look like VHS and upload this one as VHS quality?
Sure.
That'd be great. One sound and look like a VHS.
Okay.
And if you've been watching this whole time wondering why it looks like a VHS.
64.
I think it's great. Is that it? Should we wrap up?
Yeah,
that's about all.
We're done.
Okay. Guys, if you were listening to this and you would like to see our beautiful faces, youtube.com/frontpagetech is where you can do that. And if you're watching the video version, you're like, holy fuck, you guys are all ugly. John, you look shitty. You look like a shit that Brian's friend ate off the ground.
He did it.
You can get the audio version everywhere podcasts are available. Sourced at network.frontpagetech.net or the GFQ network. Thank you guys for
syndicating. What was that first one you said? Sourced at. I get it.
I'm going to keep going. iTunes, Google Play, wherever podcasts are available is where you can find the audio version. You can follow me on Twitter at John_Prata.
Brian,
what about you? Brian, you're almost at 400 followers? You almost there?
Wait, let me give you a live update. Hold up. Nah,
we're going to get you there. We're going to get you there right now. Right fucking now.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you for sure. 384 followers. I want 16 more, please.
So there you go. Go follow Brian at Bshoop. Four O's? Four O's. Yeah. Four O's. Everyone go follow Brian. Get him up to 400. But if you go to follow him and you see he already has 400, just back away. Just
no. Forget about it. Give me to 5.
No. Lucas, what about you?
At Lucas Cyprian, only need 4 more to 400.
So go follow Lucas.
No, follow me first.
And then Jordan, what about you?
At Jordan Zero, spelled out Z-E-R-O.
How many are you away from 400?
104.
Okay, a little more work. Let's get to Jordan. Let's get Jordan to 400. And I would also appreciate a couple. Thank you.
Well, no, John, you already have 20,000.
I'm bowing out, What? I said bow.
Binged only has 64.
Get Binged to 100.
Get Binged to 1,000 by Saturday.
Ooh, that's
by
a
next
fucking
Saturday.
Tall drink of milk.
Yeah, tall drink of milk. Fucking have a good week.
You too.
Bye.